Dr. Miller, 12313 the afternoon chart. I'm Myra Moreno. Let's know it's M-O-R-E-N-O. It's M-A-Y-R-A, 72151. Patient turns out to take a pain in her right heel for about 6 weeks, that period. She originally had some pain in vital heels, seen by Dr. Hawkins in August. Period has tape strapping and it helped quite a bit, that period. She was off her feet for some time for maternity leave, and as she returned to work on her feet, now more she's having pain once again. Period, effective exam reveals pain in the patient's plantar central medial aspect of the right heel, mild edema, no erythema, period. Previous ultrasound was consistent with the plantar fasciitis, period. Assessment painful current plantar fasciitis, right foot, 2, abnormal formation, 3, foot pain, pattern 1, with finding patient discussed treatment number 2, patient injected with 10 milligrams of Kellan 1, CC 0, 2, 5% marker pain, 1, select pain, medial ejection right heel, degrees to swelling in patient 3, discussed orthotic therapy, preventing off disease benefits, return out to the police, false care, and there's more right now. 72151, next is Colonel Wilmot, last name is W-I-L-L-M-O-N, for some C-A-R-O-L-Y-N, 23894. Patient returns to the office today for follow-up care of hemorrhoid correction and bone spur removal on right foot. Those are doing well. She says where she's having pain is up on the front of her right ankle behind the surgical site. She's having very little pain in those areas up here, but she says what she feels it when she stands down and bends her foot. Objective physical arrows pain of patient over the extensor hallucis longus tendon and the anterior lateral anterior medial aspect of the right ankle joint capsule, period. There's mild edema, no erythema, period. Assessing painful ankle joint capsulitis, right ankle, mild EHL. Tendonitis, dorsal right foot. Plan 1, review chronic pain, assess treatment 2. Patient injected with 10 milligrams of Kellan 1, CC 0.25% marking pain, 1 select pain, minister near maximal tenders to reduce swelling inflammation. She's instructed men's activity 24 hours, resume activity. Turned out to 2 weeks for follow-up experience. She does not have resolution of symptoms. Activity and sugar to tolerance after that period. Insert in Carolyn Wilmot, 23894. Next, internal patient, Betsy Critchley, SMS, C-R-I-T-C-H-L-E-Y, from E-L-I-Z-A-B-E-T-H, 22443. Patient turns out today, playing pain for current calluses in the balls of both feet, worse than left and right, period. Objective physical exam reveals recurrent IPK, subsegment dorsal heads bilaterally, much worse than left and right. Painful palpation, period. Assessing painful plantar flex, third metatarsal left foot, 2, painful plantar flex, second metatarsal right foot, 3, capsulitis, LP, 4, foot pain, pattern 1, rebounding face, gut treatment 2, lesions to be digestive tank 3, I recommend OTC lotion that will remove the callus and also use the pumicillin 3, return the in 6 weeks, false here, and problems in her Elizabeth Critchley, 22443. Next is a terminal patient, initial visit on patient Robert Craig, last name is C-R-A-I-G, for some R-O-B-E-R-T, 73982. Chief complaint, this is a 60-year-old male from South today, concerned about fungus on his feet and nails, period. President of the patient had a history of diabetes for many years. He's not saying how many. He takes his blood sugars under good control. He says he's on oral medicine. He checks his sugars regularly and runs the 80 to 90 range in the mornings, that period. He tries to do as little with his feet as possible because he's concerned about any problems with diabetic foot with diabetic foot issues. Period. He has had a swelling in both feet and legs, worse than left to right. After he's had knee replacement on the left side. Period. He's on a diuretic for that period. Then safe for biopsy care. Period. Passed on. Okay, thank you. His primary care physician is Dr. Shukla, S-H-U-K-L-A. Period. Past medical history reviewed in chart, 6 for cardiovascular disease and diabetes. Period. Let's examine dermatology. The plantar aspect of both feet is severe xerosis on in a moccasin distribution system and a chronic dry tinea pedis. He's had previous total matrix of the great nails. On the left great nail is of no recurrence, and the left right great nail is some recurrence of the nail. It's not painful, but it is mycotic. Period. Remaining nails are mildly elongated and cryptotic. Period. Plaster dorsalis is also 104, this is not palpable. It's 2 plus edema on the right left foot ankle leg, 1 plus on the left on the right side. Venostasis skin changes bilaterally, no opening drainage discharge or evidence of venostasis ulcers, period. Skills pathology, there's a cavus foot type, a hematuric deformity bilateral period. Neurological patients enjoying decreased bilaterality is 5.07 gram SWM testing, significant with severe peripheral symmetrical disciplinary neuropathy, period. Assessment, chronic tinea pedis, LP number 2, anomic mycosis, right foot 3, severe peripheral distal symmetrical severe peripheral distal symmetrical polyneuropathy. Bottle feet 4, histidine DDM and apparent 12, pattern 1. Discuss treatment number 2. Patient given handle on diabetic foot care, discuss in detail 3. Patient started on topical oxystat cream for the tinea 4. He declines any other treatment for the right great nail for the nails or the nail fungus, period. I return to my office in 1 month for reevaluation or the medication, period, and an initial visit on patient. Robert Craig, 73982, next to same page, same date, letter addressed to Dr. Shukla, letting know we saw one of his patients and appreciate his continued referrals. Thanks to Dr. Catherine Webb, listen to WBB, pressing K-A-T-H-R-Y-N, 61247. Patient turns out state complaining of a burning pain still in the third toe on the left foot and on the outside of the left fifth toe, period. She also complained of painful current callus in the ball over, or in the ball of her right foot, period. She states her blood sugar is under good control, period. First injections in the toes really helped. The second injections did not help at all. She's still getting a lot of burning pain in the distal aspect of the third toe and on the left foot, but now she's getting on the right foot as well. On the examination, there's no erythema, no edema, no pain to palpation, or there's mild pain to palpation on the distal third digit of the left foot, minimal on the right third digit. She has a Taylor's running with a hamburger deformity of the fifth digit and fifth metatarsal on the left foot as well, period. Painful peripheral neuropathy versus radiculopathy, third digit spinal feet, number two, Taylor's bunion, fifth metatarsal, left foot, three, painful recurrent hyperkeratosis, right arch, four, extended edema in my shoulder, and under apparent shoulder, five, foot pain, pattern one, debris lesion in the right arch, two, patient on certain samples of Lyrica, 50 milligrams QHS, she understands risk of alternatives, three, to return to the office in 4 weeks, follow care, and the chart on patient, 2 weeks, follow care, and the chart on Catherine Webb, 61247. Next is a attorney, Daryl Brown. Last name is Brown, B-R-O-W-N, for some D-A-R-E-L, 67770. Patient turns out fractured right great toe. He's been quite well wearing the open shoe, period. Back foot was quite a bit of edema still, but even that has decreased. He has no pain now in palpation or range of motion as I have in period. Medicare patient, APM on the grill, the fracture is healing well, and it continues to be non-displaced, period. Suspect note is a healing fracture proximal phalanx right great toe. Suspect note is a fracture right great toe, proximal phalanx right great toe, healing well. Two, edema right great toe, three, sending you to demand patrol panel one. Patient is instructed now to graduate out of the open shoe into an enclosed tennis shoe 1 hour more each day for the next week until he can tolerate full weight bearing in an enclosed shoe. He's measured for a new pair of exit diabetic shoes and mold insoles. Three, he will turn out 3 weeks off scale with tennis shoes at that time, appropriate period. End of a chart animation, Daryl Brown, 67770. Don Carr, last name is K-A-U-R, from D-H-A-N, 65401. Patient turns out today, brought in by her daughter for the ingrown nails on the left great toe. Period. She has on both great nails. She wants to do the right toe first, the period. Dr. Phillips now resolved kurtosis on the medial lateral border, left great nail with onychomycosis. There's also kurtosis on the lateral border, right great nail. Blood sugars under good control, according to, running a little bit high, around 200, according to the daughter. Dr. Phillips now, period. Assessment, painful onychomycosis with recurrent onychomycosis, nails about feet, two, history had DM under very control, 3 foot pain pattern, one, review chronic patient and daughter, chest treatment, or two, portion of matrixectomy, the medial lateral border left great nail is performed under lococesia, patient started on antibiotics, soaks, and a follow-up 1 week period, and termination to Don Core, 65401. This is an initial visitation, Fabian Tapia, last name T-A-P-I-A, for some F-A-B-I-A-N, 74137. Chief complaints, a 13-year-old male, brought in his mother, referred by his pediatrician for evaluation of lesions in the plantar fascia, left foot, period, present illness, but history taken from the mother and the child, period. They say they've been there for probably 3 years, and they're now getting progressively worse and larger. He plays soccer, he's on his feet a lot for his, plays football, he's on his feet a lot for that, period. They've tried no medications for it. The mother gives a history that she had them when she was young, but they went away in a year. He's had these 3 years, and she's concerned now that they're actually getting worse, not better. They say for evaluation care, period. Past medical history immunizations up to date. Patient reached usual developmental milestones. Period. He was referred by his pediatrician, Dr. Marissa De Leon. Marissa, M-A-R-I-S-S-A, De Leon, D-E, capital L-E-O-N, period. So examine rheumatology in the plantar fascia, left foot. There are multiple lesions consisting of brucoid tissue. Two large lesions, 10 by 10 and 10 and 15 by 15, with a slightly distal lesion. These are near the fourth metatarsal head. This smaller lesion is 4 by 4. There are then three smaller lesions in the central distal left arch, 3 by 3, 4 by 4, and 5 by 5, and one smaller lesion, approximately 3 by 3, in the central aspect of the left heel, period. Obvious lesions are noted to be at least 7, period. There may be more, period. Peripheral vascular dorsalis piece, but also the tube show 4, capital 2 seconds, sometimes it is because of the company's on the pathology. Not contributory neurological patient in the thorns, goose, and acrophilus, panel patient, the lesions noted above, period, has a painful multiple soft tissue lesion, planner, left foot, period. Plan number one, we're trying to patient mother's test, we have two. I recommend excision of these lesions under anesthesia, as these are, there are multiple lesions and would be very painful and almost impossible to completely remove in an office setting, period. I'm recommending outpatient procedure to excise all lesions under anesthesia. Asia, Perry, requesting authorization ASAP. Time is scheduled for the 8th of February once we have the authorization. Mother signs a consent form today and send the risk benefits alternatives for future and sends no guarantees of ultra to have recurrence of problem or continuing post-op pain. We sent the lab work at a pre-op H&P by Dr. De Leon and return to the office 1 week after the surgical procedure period and initial admission. Fabian Tapia, 74137. Next same patient. I made a address to Marisa De Leon. Thank you for the patient. Thank you very much. Next, Sergeant Bradley Lewis, SMLEWIS, SMBRADLEY, 73736. Patient turns out to for follow-up care of onychomycosis and tinea pedis. Follow-up fevers using the topical medicine. Station skin doing better. Dexterizing the skin feet is improved with the topical medicine period. PS, nail plate biopsy is positive for onychomycosis period. Lab work shows one elevated LFT at 48. But the high end of normal is 45 a period. The other LFT is within normal limits period. Assessment, tinea pedis, about feet improving, topical medicine 2, severe onychomycosis, the other about feet 3, mildly elevated liver enzyme, 4, foot pain, kind of 1. Review finding the patient, the caregiver 2, patient started on the medication, Limacil 250 mg QD, 3, return to the office, he understands to take it daily with food, 3, return to the office in 6 weeks for all care, soon if you develop any of the problems period, and about chart on patient, Lewis, Bradley Lewis, 73736. Next is a short known patient, Brennan Burfi, that's in his BARIFFI for some BRENNA. 71515, patient turns out to follow care of a mild paranoia on the lateral border of the left cranial period. She's definitely doing better, not as sore as it had been, period. As she's been soaking, taking antibiotics, dexamethasone was all the erythema and edema have decreased. The skin edge is still mildly thickened and is tender, but there's no evidence of infection. Period assessment, recurrent onychokeratosis with mild paranoia, lateral left cranial resolving. Plan number 1, nail beds cleanse approximately, just a beta down. 2, patient will discontinue soaking, finish her antibiotics. 3, she will push the skin edge back each time after she takes a bath and shower on the lateral border of the left cranial. Watch for any signs of recurrent infection. Turn around to peer investigate recurrent symptoms period. And a chart neural patient, Brennan Burfi, 71515. Next is Esther Diana Doolin, that's in D-O-O-L-I-N, first name D-I-A-N-A, 16318. Patient turns out to diabetes thicker to chili, G-I-L-L-I, in November. Followed by diabetes and all medicine control. She did not check her sugars this morning. Period. She's complaining of ingrown nose, people cast both feet period. The skin, the feet is azoraic, atrophic, absent, growth, the decus, syndrome, nails alone, dystrophic, metallic, worse than the left and right, there are hypercarotid lesions, and they're found joints, great toes, or cells, peas, pulse, more than 4, the post-pulse trace, no clubbing, sinus, assessment, recurrent, onychodisc, the onychodisc, nails about feet, hypercarotid lesions, great toes about feet, 3, extended EDM, and control, 4, foot pain, and 1, 3 nails on these, diagnostic link, cancel, and diabetic foot care, 9 weeks at risk, diabetic foot care, problems, and Diana Doolin, 16318. Next is initial visit, patient Tracy Sewell, SMSSILBA, SM TRACY, 74139. She's a 50-year-old female, since she also had multiple problems on both feet. Patient had pain in the bottom of her heels and the arches for some time, getting progressively worse. She says when she gets up in the morning, she can hardly walk for the first few steps, period. It's gotten progressively worse. She's tried some over-the-counter Dr. Scholl's and her work boots, helps a little bit, but does not resolve the symptoms, period. She also complained of painful thick nails on the third and fourth and fifth in the right foot. She had a previous injury a number of years ago and had to have surgery, period. She was sent for prevention care, referred from Dr. Stephen Help, resolve this period, past medical history, reviewed and chart for dermatology. The third, fourth, and fifth digital nails on the right foot are very thick and dystrophic and most likely mycotic, period. Mildly tender palpation. There are hypercarotid lesions at the distal, lateral, third digital nail, the medial aspect of the interfound joints of the great toes, period. Professor, no salus fees, pulses are 2 over 4, capital within 2 seconds, no time of age, percussions come from sinus pathology. So pathology is, reveals a medium, flexible cable shift type with flaps in the medium and long term arterial bearing period, pain of patient, the plantar medial aspect of bilateral heel, slightly worse than the left and the right period. Professor, neurological patient concerns, goes to an acquired period, pain in the butt period, ultrasound, vital heels porn, number 1, indication, location, technique is the same, the following follows the plantar fascist image, noted to be hypertrophic on both heels, consistent with hypertrophic plantar fascist insertion, demon, no foreign body mass, tumor, cyst, noted period assessment, assessment of the ultrasound is fine, consistent with hypertrophic plantar fascist insertion, demon, vital heels, assessment of the patient's nose is painful, plantar fasciitis, cystic syndrome, vital feet, 2, okay, let's fit that with abnormal patient body. 3, painful onychomycosis, 3rd, 4th, 5th, 6th, digital nails, right foot. 4, hammerhead deformities, right foot. 5, foot and ankle pain. Plan 1, review chronic pain scale treatment. 2, under ultrasound imaging. Each heel is injected with 10 milligrams of Kallan. 1 is each 0.2 pounds to marker pain. 1 is lycopene. Administered from the medial injection site to reduce the swelling and inflammation. Period. Pre and post injection images are obtained. Period. Patients are given samples and a prescription for Celebrex 200 milligrams QD to reduce swelling and inflammation. 4, nail plate biopsy taken for PA stains for fungus on the nails of the right foot. 5, she is given samples and a prescription for already did it. 5, she will return to the office 1 week for reevaluation, obtain observation, vendors, or orthotics, and an initial visit on patient. Tracy Silva, 74139, this is a patient's name, date, address, is Stephen Helper, MD, thank you for the patient, thank you very much. Next is an initial visit, mentioned Donnie Alvarez, this is ALVAREZ, from DONNY, 74153. She complains of a 27-year-old male, presents South Central pain with callus on the ball of his right foot, period, depends on illness, patient state's been there for several weeks. A period, he saw another podiatrist who had him step on some kind of pad and told him he had pressure over this area and gave him some cream to put on. A period, he said he put the cream on it for about 3 weeks, and while it didn't hurt as much, it didn't make the callus go away, and once he stopped using the cream, the pain came back, period. He's on his feet all along for his job as a bank teller, wears dress shoes on hard concrete surfaces, presents today for vision care, period, past medical history, being chart, physical exam, dermatology. On the plantar aspect of the right foot, there's a large IPK, sub-fourth metatarsal head, which is very painful for the patient. He has diffuse hyperkeratosis on the third, fourth, big metatarsal heads on the left foot, but this is not symptomatic in this area, period. It's peripheral vascular dorsalis pedis and posterior tibial pulses are 2+/4, capillary film time 2 seconds, no inclined digits, percussive ulcers, he's coming to a sign of scapology, is skeletal pathology is reveals a plantar flex fourth metatarsal with pain of patient in the fourth MPT on the right foot, a period. Neurological patients, neurogenesis, neck by period, pain is neural above period. Radiographs an AP, lateral, and sysmoid axial view with a lesion markers taken a period that reveals the lesion is directly underneath the fourth metatarsal head on the right foot. The axial view clearly shows a plantar flex fourth metatarsal, a period. Bone size within normal limits, period, has a painful capsulitis with IPK, so fourth metatarsal head, right foot. 2, plantar flex fourth metatarsal, right foot. 3, diffuse hyperkeratosis, left foot. 4, foot and ankle pain. Plan 1, review chronic pain scale treatment. 2, lesion debris diagnostic rank. 3, recommend orthotic therapy to off-weight bear the metatarsal heads and prevent recurrence of the painful problem. 4, you start on topical lacrimal lotion for the callous skin. 5, return after 1 week plus care. And an initial visit on patient Donnie Alvarez, 74153. Next is a chart on patient Amelia. Amelia McDaniels, SMS MC capital DANIELS, for some EMELIA 42825. Patient turns out today complaining of a recurrent pain in her left heel and pain along the inside of her right lower leg and ankle. Period. Present in the patient states the heel has been bothering her now for about a month to 6 weeks. A period. Apparently, her grandson found her orthotics, was playing with them, and she took them away from him and put them away. Apparently, he found them and then started playing with them, and now she can't find them. She's not been wearing orthotics for a couple of months now, apparently. Pain on the right shin and just above the ankle has been going on for several weeks. She states about 6 or 8 weeks ago, she hit a shopping cart when she was shopping, and it made an indentation on her skin just above this area, but that was all that it was, and didn't bruise or hit any place else on her shin. But she states now, in the last 3 weeks, she's had increasing pain and real tenderness over the shin. She states she had one small raised area just above the ankle about a week and a half ago, and it went down after several days, but the pain has not gone away. Potentially for vision care, objective physical exam reveals exquisite pain in patient plantar central medial aspect of the left heel and the proximal medial left arch, period. This consists of recurrent plantar fasciitis on the left heel, a period. Radiographs and AP MRIs of the ankle and lower tibia are taken today on the right side. Period. They reveal no abnormality of the tibia, no periosteal lifting or avulsion type fracture. Period. Bone size within normal limits. Period. Assessment: painful contusion, medial tibia. Right ankle, lower leg. 2, recurrent plantar fasciitis symptoms on the foot. 3, foot pain. Plan 1, review for patient scale treatment. 2, patient injected with 10 milligrams of Kallan. 1 cc 0.2 5% marker pain. 1 cell active pain. Medial injection site. Right heel, left heel, reduced swelling inflammation. Pre and post injection images are obtained on the ultrasound. 4, patient was started on Celebrex 200 milligrams QD to reduce swelling inflammation on the right. In the right ankle and leg, a period. She returned to the office in 2 weeks to foster care. And a chart note on patient Amelia McDaniels at 42825. Next is a chart from John Greenwalt. Last name is GREENWALT. It was in JOHN 43396. Patient returns to the office today for not complaining of the sore on the outside of his right foot getting worse. Period. He said cracks on his right heel result. He says one on the left heel. He has some increased sores on his legs where he has chronic venous stasis. But he traveled to Oklahoma over the Christmas break and had developed quite a bit of swelling. Period. He presents today for evaluation and care. Period. Past medical history, or a period of dexterous handrail is an ulceration on the lateral fifth metatarsal on the right foot. It's approximately 5 by 10 millimeters, UTSA 1A, no infection, but tender palpation, hyperkeratosis in necrotic tissue, which is debrided. Period. Assess, period. Nails and longing prototic has myocarditis on the medial boil, left second digital nail. Period. Assessment, ulceration, lateral right fifth metatarsal, UTSA 1A, 2, onychocarditis, medial boil, left second digital nail. 3, chronic venous stasis with venous stasis. Change vital feet and legs. 4, fissure left heel with no infection. 5, sinity, dim and peritoneal panum. 1, ulcerations comes approximately after debridement, dressed with betadine, dressed with bandage. 2, patient, the nails are debrided hygienic length, as well as the left second digital nails, also dressed the same. 3, started on soaks once a day, make sure the water is not too hot. 4, he started on sylvadine ointment to apply to the right metatarsal, the left second digital nail, and the superficial ulcerations. Superficial skin breaks over the lower legs bilaterally, period. Keep feet out of them often and continue with the compression stockings when he can tolerate them, period. He will return to my office in 2 weeks of follows care and termination John Greenwalt, 43396. Next turn, Cindy Fitz, SMSF ITGE, present CINDY, 15271. Returns to the office today for, patient returns to the office today for follow-up care, painful capsulitis on the right foot. Appreciates it's no better, no worse. She went and got a new pair of shoes. It's a shoe she washed and they shrunk, and her orthotics would not fit in there as well, period. The orthotics now are fitting much better in the shoes she has now, period. Objective physical exam reveals pain of patient on the third metatarsal right foot. The edema or the thickening in the capsule and the obvious prominence plantarly is unchanged. There's no erythema. It is painful about patient, but not as bad as it had been, period. Some painful capsulitis with plantar fracture, third metatarsal right foot. 2, partial dislocation, second, third impedance, right foot. 3, suspended edema and peritoneal, 4 foot pain, plan 1. Plan number 1, discuss treatment number 2. Further accommodations placed on the right orthotic to off-weight bear, the third metatarsal, third MTP joint, 4, returning office in 8 weeks, follow scare, shooting problems, and termination Cindy Fitz, 15271. Indication for the afternoon, thank you very much.